by Chip Ellis, our preliminary number one Pro Stock Motorcycle qualifier, who rode to a 6.805 at 196.53 miles per hour on the Screaming Eagle Vance and Hayes Harley during Q2 as he chases his first number one this year. So what was going so well for the Harleys today?
They just gave me a great bike and a good tune-up.
Such a great pass today.
Well, I think what's really cool is that's only my second lap ever on that motorcycle. So it's a brand new bike that they just built. Andrew tested it after Vegas and seems to be running pretty good.
Obviously not the kind of season you'd have been hoping for, but what kind of momentum would this give you going into 2018 with a strong finish?
The guy that I was riding for, Mr. Junior Pippen, he passed away last week, so I'm just hanging out. I bought a little farm, working on the farm, and fixing up my old farmhouse, so if something comes around, then I'll throw a leg over. Otherwise, I'll just hang out and be an old farm boy.
Hey, this bike is a tribute to Junior, but it's also a test bike for Vance and Heinz for next year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So are you gleaning anything yet from that, or is it a little too early to tell?
Well, they made a couple hits on it at Vegas, and they called me and said, hey, you want to come out to Pomona? Actually, Terry Vance did, and I was like, well, you guys, crew got short, and he said, no, we want you to ride this new bike we just built. I was like, how cool is that? And he said, and we want you to wear your Junior Pippen leathers. And I said, well, that's even more cool, so I'm on the way. And, the bike's working good. I'm glad that I'm able to do this and give them good feedback and at the same time support my friend.
You thought they wanted you to be a crew member though?
Yeah, when he first called, it's just one of those deals. There's only been two Harleys out here for the whole time, and when Andrew tested the bike last week, he said it was really fast, and he pushed Byron and Terry to let's bring it out here and run it. So I'm just privileged to be able to do it, and fortunately so far we've done pretty good.
Chip, what was going through your mind when you rolled up here for the first time? Had to be overloaded.
I didn't want to come up here because I knew y'all was gonna make me cry. So it's heavy, man. It's tough, but when the bike cranks up, all that goes away, so it's all good, man. We're gonna just, try to do our best to make it happen for Mr. Pippen and for Vance and Hines, and I'm just, like I said, I'm at a loss for words, really. I just I don't know what to say, man. These guys are really good to me. They're my friends, and to be able to come out here on this Screaming Eagle Harley Davidson and show out like we've been, it's pretty awesome.
Well, you said when the bike comes out. Turn the bike on, everything goes silent inside. When you turn it off, what are the feelings then when you know you had gone fast to go to the top?
Well, the first run I went a little bit crooked, and I didn't realize the bike had went as fast as it had, and it's just excitement, it's exciting for me, and it's beyond awesome. I don't know what to say. Those guys have given me an awesome bike, and I'm just, like I said, I'm here to support Mr. Pippen. His wife wanted me to come out here and run this race because we knew that's what he wanted.
Is racing inspired an understatement for this weekend?
Yeah, I'd say that's an understatement. The good thing is I'm not riding my own bike. I'm riding a new bike that I've never ridden before, so it's taking all my focus to ride the bike to get it down the racetrack. And so for me, that's good because I'm not thinking about anything else other than just riding the bike, trying to make good laps to give these guys good data so that when they get back to the shop, they can look at this thing and say, okay, this chassis is really good, or it's not so good, but so far, so good.
You want your Harley now?
Ma'am?
You want your Harley now?
Well, I don't know, it's just a one race deal as of right now, and we'll just see what happens. If they call me, I'll be available.
Otherwise, what are you going to grow on your farm?
Well, we're just going to grow some corn and then whatnot. And we have horses already, and we have a pig, and I want to get some chickens and all that kind of stuff. And we have a beautiful piece of property that's, have a lot of Civil War history on it. So it's just really cool where I live. I'm a mile off the road back in the woods, and if you're at my house, I'm welcome. You're in the wrong spot. That's all I can tell you.
Alrighty, thank you, Chip.
Hey, Chip, you're a lot later than the other two riders. How much difference does that require as far as setup?
Well, that was a big thing we had to do yesterday. We had to get probably about 35 pounds on the motorcycle. So, that's why I think we did good in 60 foot the first run. We did good in 60 foot the second run, so that helps. And then just being a little smaller than those guys, probably helping a little on the mile an hour. So they're learning the tune-up, I'm learning the bike, and we're just going to have some fun.
Well,